Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, some people in the western United States are worried about possible radiation in seawater. They fear radioactive particles may have crossed the Pacific Ocean from the damaged Fukushima power station in Japan.
This is something that was really important to me because I'm out there every day and I don't really want to die.
It has been more than 3 years since the nuclear accident at the Fukushima power station in Japan. Millions of liters of radioactive cooling water from the power center poured into the Pacific Ocean. Experts predicted some of that water would reach the west coast of North America this year. But they said it would not be very radioactive, so Americans should not be worried. But some people living on the west coast have decided to pay for tests of the seawater anyway. Wayne Kinslow likes to swim near his home in Seattle, Washington.
I just love the water, so I go out. It's great exercise.
Wayne Kinslow swims about 20 minutes a day in the cold waters of Puget Sound. So he willingly paid more than $500 for an independent water test. The test did not find evidence of radiation from the nuclear plant.
This is something that was really important to me because I'm out there every day and I don't really want to die. So it's best to test the water, and this is my chance. So as soon as we got an opportunity, I just threw all the money at it for the first sample.
Mr. Kinslow is not the only person who is concerned that there might be radiation in the water. Terry Waldron is a high school art teacher. She is collecting money to test the waters near her family's property in Newport, Oregon.
You know, for a while I thought about not eating fish for a while. And I thought, I can't do that. You know, but I was so concerned at a point because I couldn't find any information. So I do eat fish, I do. But I still want that test done.
Terry Waldron and Wayne Kinslow have joined a project called Our Radioactive Ocean. It is collecting donations to pay for testing at about 30 places, from California north to Alaska. The program operates under the supervision of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. Ms. Waldron and Mr. Kinslow say they are having a hard time persuading people to give money to the project. One possible reason for this is that scientists and government agencies have been saying for some time that people should not worry about the radiation. Scientists are able to discover where radiation comes from by looking at what is called a nuclear fingerprint. The fingerprint from the Fukushima Nuclear Power Center is a combination of two isotopes of the element cesium. Kathy Higley is a professor of radiation health physics at Oregon State University. She believes people should not be worried about radiation levels in the ocean.
With the samples that we've taken that are along the West Coast, we don't see anything of concern. We don't expect to see anything. It has diluted. It has decayed. It has dispersed. My husband and I take our kids to the coast all the time. We are not at all concerned about it. We eat seafood. We're not concerned about it.
Professor Higley says Oregon State graduate students are looking for radiation from the Fukushima accident. They are studying the movement of seawater and fish by examining isotopes released in the accident. This summer, one of her students collected seawater and fish from the coasts of Washington State and Oregon. Delvin Neville is now looking at them.
So then inside this box,
the fish and water samples go into a detector designed to measure even low levels of radiation. The detector is covered in lead bricks. The samples stay in the machine for several days.
Yeah, it takes a long time to count it. One, because there's so little activity present. Even in the worst-case model, there may be just a few becquerels at most of cesium-137 on the detector.
Mr. Neville says people should not be worried about low radiation levels. He says we are surrounded by natural radiation.
Several seconds worth in a stuffy basement was a larger dose than consuming a year's worth of albacore. But people are not really aware of all the things around them that are radioactive. They don't consider themselves radioactive.
State public health agencies are also testing seawater. Results from Oregon show normal levels. Officials in Washington have yet to release results. But some people are still worried that radiation levels may be higher because of the Fukushima accident. Ken Bussler is a chemist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. He says many people have called him asking if he had started a citizen science testing program. He has. It is the Our Radioactive Ocean Project. That is the project the swimmer and the art teacher we heard from earlier in this report gave money to.
Given this concern and the numerous requests for information, I just decided if we could put up and do this with crowdfunding, we could do this quickly and get people the information they want and basically let them select their beach, their favorite site, for analyses.
Another project uses seaweed plants as a radiation detector. Kelp Watch has expanded from its beginning at several California universities. It now examines cesium levels off the coast of Washington and near Vancouver Island in Canada. Brown seaweeds are known to keep cesium, strontium, and iodine in their tissues. But Kelp Watch says all of the kelp it has examined so far showed no signs of radiation from Fukushima. That's our program for today. I hope it has helped you learn everyday American English. Every day on As It Is, we report on issues that we believe are of interest to you. You can tell us what you want to hear on a future show. We read every message you send us. Write to us at VOA Learning English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com. You can also go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and click Contact Us. While you are there, you can read, listen to, and download our programs. You will also find podcasts, caption videos, and lessons to test your English skills. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, iTunes, Twitter, and on our YouTube channel, all at VOA Learning English. You can listen to VOA World News at the beginning of every hour Universal Time, every day of the year. Thank you for spending some of your time with us today. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington. Jim Tedder will be here tomorrow with another edition of As It Is. I hope you'll join him then, here on the Voice of America.